KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 70. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 37. 57 tomorrow. Mid-50s Thursday, upper 50s Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 57.
Looking to save time and money with your farming operation? Partner with Carrico Implement to deliver all your bulk oil and DEF needs straight to your farm. No more trips to pick up oil. They bring it straight to you. As trusted allies in your farming operation, they know that quality and convenience are top priorities. Rely on your teammates at Carrico Implement from purchase to delivery to save you time, effort, and money while increasing performance and keeping your equipment running smoothly. Contact Carrico Implement in Beloit, Ellsworth, or Hayes to schedule setup and delivery of bulk oil to your farm today.
The Benoit Angus 35th Performance Tested Bull Sale returns to the ranch near Edsbyn, Kansas, March 21st. 170 bulls will sell from a program based on fault-free, easy-fleshing females and focused on creating high-quality bulls to meet the demands of their reputation commercial bull producer. Catalog available at BenoitAngus.com and bid online at LiveAuctions.tv. It's Thursday, March 21st, 1 p.m., the 35th Benoit Angus Bull Sale near Edsbyn, Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
All right, coming up, a bridge replacement project will close a portion of U.S. Highway 281 in Smith County starting Monday, April 1st. The Kansas Department of Transportation will replace a bridge over Lindley Creek, located 0.13 miles west of Smith County-Osborne County line near Portis. During construction, U.S. Highway 281 will be closed to traffic at the bridge. Motorists should follow the signed detour using U.S. 281, U.S. 24, Kansas Highway 181, and U.S. 36. KDOT expects the project to be completed by the end of October, conditions permitting. L&M Contractors of Great Bend is a primary contractor for the approximately $1.9 million project. For more information, you can contact KDOT Area Construction Manager Dan Moore at 785-302-6200 or daniel.moore@ks.gov. Also, Kansas is one of five states holding presidential primaries today as President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump continue to lock up support around the country after becoming their party's presumptive nominees. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio are also holding primaries today. To find your polling place, you can visit voteks.org. Voters must be registered as Democrats or Republicans in order to cast a ballot. If you're unaffiliated, you can still vote as long as you declare a party at your polling place. The polls are open until 7, and you must deliver mail ballots to election workers by 7 p.m. There's no 3-day grace period for the primary. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Our Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 p.m. with a Lenten service to follow at 6:15 coming up on Wednesday, March 20th at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit. Again, that'll be coming up tomorrow, the Zion Lutheran Church. Glen Elder Lions Scholarship Meal will be Saturday, March 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Glen Elder Legion Hall, they'll be serving spaghetti, salad, garlic bread, and desserts. It's a free will donation, and proceeds go to the Lions Scholarship Fund. That's the news this hour on KD Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
It's a blessing to have the opportunity to play in postseason. You know, when I was at Baylor, we got to play in it three times. Two times we went to the championship game. One time we won it. Our thing is just being able to spend another day together as a team. We love each other, love being around each other, have a great time. And so it's just exciting for us that we get to continue our season.
Jerome Tang with his thoughts on his K-State men's basketball team heading into the NIT beginning tonight. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. Also, we have our Athletes of the Week and the NCAA men's tournament beginning tonight with a couple play-in games. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The Bullet Trojan boys basketball team members have been named the IntercastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. Beloit finished an outstanding 2023-24 season with a third-place finish at the 3A state tournament in Hutchinson on March 9th. The Trojans qualified for state for the 20th time in school history with a 47-40 win in the sub-state final over Nemaha Central on March 2nd. They opened the state tournament Wednesday, March 6th with a dominant 56-42 win over Topeka Hayden, leading by 30 at one point in the fourth quarter. In the semis on Friday, the Trojans suffered a tough 68-49 loss to a red-hot Wellsville team who eventually won the 3A state title. Beloit bounced back from that loss with a 51-37 win over league rival Southeast Saline to take home the third-place trophy. Beloit swept the season series 3-0 against Southeast Saline with the victory. This year's squad picked up many accolades along the way. They had winning streaks of 10 and 13 games with only one regular season loss sandwiched between those. Finishing 24-2, they tied the school record for the most wins in a season. Trojans finished 10-0 in the NCAA, winning an outright league championship for the fifth time in the past 12 seasons. It was also the third time Ryan Eilert's squad has gone undefeated in the league in that time. This year's undefeated run was even more impressive, as along with Beloit, three other teams qualifying for state, with Ellsworth and Southeast Saline in 3A and Sacred Heart finishing third in 2A. For their efforts this season, four players were named to the first team in the all-NCAA selections. Seniors Bryce Beisner, Quinn Eilert, and Noah Gerstner were joined by Eli Johnson as all-leaguers. Congratulations to the Beloit Trojan Boys basketball team, the IntercastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. We need your help in finding the Athlete of the Week. For more information, you can visit ncksports.com. Well, the NIT begins tonight for the K-State men's basketball team. They'll play at 8 o'clock against Iowa on the road. K-State is 19-14, Iowa 18-14, and K-State coach Jerome Tang on the Hawkeyes coming into the matchup.
They're fast and they're tough, very much like BYU. Just they don't shoot as many threes. But their transition, they run, I mean, make or miss, they run fast, they get down the court. You look at them and the stereotype is that they might not be as physical or whatever, but they are extreme. They grab and hold and bump. And I mean, they're a very physical team.
Again, it's K-State and Iowa at 8 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena on ESPN and ESPN Plus here tonight. Again, the NCAA tournament also getting underway this evening with a couple of play-in games, as in the West Region First Four. 16 seeds Wagner at 16-15 and Howard at 18-16 will play in Dayton at 5:40 on True TV. And 10 seeds Colorado State and Virginia, the Rams 24-10, Cavaliers 23-10, will play 8:10 on True TV in the Midwest region. Again, full brackets can be found at NCAA.com as the NCAA tournament gets underway tonight. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.